Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with one of our very fave songs. And that's from a Rudy Van Gelder recorded Prestige LP, Jan 54. It's an original pressing LP, so hence a few crackles are inevitable on a 64-year-old vinyl. James Moody, or just Moody as he was always called, is the leader and on alto on Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, tenor on other tracks. The rest of what is described accurately as Moody's band includes Dave Burns trumpet, William Shepherd trombone, Numa Pee-wee Moore baritone, Sadiq Hakim on piano, John Latham bass and Joe Harris drums. Eddie Henderson adds a couple of vocals too, an excellent album. Interestingly, 54 vintage vinyl is much heavier and much less flexible than later long-playing records, closer to the 78 than later LPs. No, you're right, it wasn't that interesting, but I've said it now. Stacey Kent is becoming our resident vocalist, and with good reason.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn, I still go on, dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring, and were there more than 24 hours a day? They'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. through. With the dawn I still go on dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn or spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream.
This Stacey Kent Candid CD is entitled The Boy Next Door, and it's a collection of songs associated with some of Stacey's musical heroes. And of the 16 tracks, those heroes are predictable enough. Tony Bennett, Ray Charles, Louis, Ellington, Chet, Diz, Brubeck. But, surprisingly, this lovely song, All I Do Is Dream of You, is associated, according to her, with Dean Martin. Dino never had a hit with the song, so a young Stacey must have heard it on an LP, and it stuck with her. This lineup is largely what you'd expect for a Stacey Kent album. Hubby, Jim Tomlinson on reeds, Colin Oxley guitar, David Newton piano, Dave Chamberlain bass, Matt Holm drums. Recorded at the Curtis Schwantz studio, Haywards Heath, Feb 2003. Next, the rather clumsily titled The Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Big Band, conducted by musical director and trumpeter John Faddis.
Thank you.
And that was the Benny Golson compo, Whisper Not. And Benny's one of the few leading musos not in this genuinely all-star big band. The soloists on Whisper Not were John Faddis, trumpet, Antonio Hart, alto, Rini Rosnay on piano, Jimmy Heath, tenor. It's all in support of the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild in Pittsburgh and recorded live in their auditorium, September 2000. We now know of the soloists on that song, so I'll just single out a few of the better-known jazzers in this 19-piecer. James Moody, Moody of course, is there. Frank Wes, Gary Smulian, Claudio Roditi, Slide Hampton, and it's on a Telarc CD called Things to Come. A contrast coming up. This 1998 Verve New York recorded album is under the leadership of bassist Mark Johnson, and that was his original song, Dingy Dong Day. Johnson writes most of the songs on this album. The two guitarists in the band add one each, and those two guitarists are Bill Frisell and Pat Metheny. They both play electric and acoustic guitars, but Metheny wins the bragging rights by also playing a 42-string Picasso guitar. And we mustn't forget Joey Barron drums. Next, Dick Morrissey. Dick Morrissey, tenor and leader, seen by many as the heir apparent to Tubby Hayes, and he was a precociously talented young man who then, when he'd just recorded his first ever album and before it was even released, he took a year-long residency at the Trinkus restaurant in Calcutta. He did 3 2-hour sets a day and endlessly, in his rather rare spare time, listened to the one Tubby Hayes LP he'd taken out there with him. He said of the year-long gig, it was, quote, an extremely good musical experience which broadened my outlook no end, unquote. And during this year-long stint in Calcutta, he developed his own style to somewhat escape the Tubby comparison. We've just heard Bang. Bang, I should say, as it's got an exclamation mark attached, a Dizzy Reese compo. Harry South piano, and Harry also did the year-long gig in Calcutta, Phil Bates bass and Bill Iden drums. And the excellent liner notes are by Simon Spillett. Excellent, except they don't give us the date. I'd guess late 63, early 64. Another quartet now, except with a guitarist replacing the piano player.
Thank you.
was recorded live in Cannes in the south of France in Jan 83 in the Palais de Congrès. We always think of jazz festivals and gigs in the south of France as being in the open air. Nope, this is January. It's Builders, Pat Metheny and the Heath Brothers, and it's just that. Metheny, for the second time this week, but on electric guitar and guitar synthesizer. He's given up his 42-stringer. And of course, the Brothers Heath. Jimmy tenor, Percy bass, Albert or Tutti on drums. Yes, perhaps a little electro for us, but a change is as good as you know what. The song was Arthur Dock, and it's from a newly released West Wind vinyl. Piano solo time. Pianist Chuck Marinick is really an educator, a professor no less. He teaches at Florida's Atlantic University, and that was his own compo, A Flat in Soho, recorded May 81. This was the second of his albums and the only solo piano work by him, as far as I know. It must be big band time after that, and not any old big band. Thank you. full Duke Ellington Orchestra on a Columbia LP called Piano in the Background, recorded June 1960. It's the sister album to Piano in the Foreground, but that version of George Shearing's most famous compo, Lullaby of Birdland, had a wonderfully long piano intro before the big band came in. I've got this on the reissued CD that Columbia put out to celebrate Duke's centennial, and it contains 5 bonus tracks that weren't on the shorter length LP. Better than that, there are 2 takes of Lullaby of Birdland. And apart from Duke's intro, the other main soloists are Paul Gonsalves, tenor, Willie Cook, trumpet, Sam Woodyard, drums. After last week's strings-drenched offering, Lorinda Almeida demanded a second chance. So we give Lorindo Almeida a second chance, and what does he do? He goes all Spanish guitar on us. He was Brazilian, as you know, but Spain has, of course, played a large part in Brazil's history since the 18th century. So no surprise to find this capital LP, Music for the Spanish Guitar, by Lorindo Almeida. The songs are all by the fabled Brazilian composer Hitor Villa-Lobos. And side one of this LP has Choro Típico. Side two has, what we've just heard, Scottish Choro, Scottish and 19th century slow dance, polka-ish, I'm told, rather than me poorly imitating Sean Connery. I should think this was recorded early 60s. That was something of an interlude. Back to the real thing. Satin door. recorded at Club Blue Note in Paris in 61. Brumore on tenor being the leader, Lou Bennett, the Hammond B3, Jimmy Gourley guitar and bebop pioneer, Kenny Clue Clark drums. It's on a newly released vinyl from Sonorama, which is from Germany, and it's called Brumore Live in Europe. Brumore had just emigrated from the US to Europe, to Paris initially, then Copenhagen, and he teamed up with other American expats. And this LP also includes a couple of live tracks from Stockholm, and one from Location Unknown, not an easy place to find on a map. Milton Aubrey Moore Jr. went to a restaurant at the Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen in August 1973 to celebrate a large inheritance. Very unfortunately, he fell down a flight of stairs, broke his neck, and died. He was only 49. Sorry, I nearly forgot. We heard the old Ellington warhorse, Satin Doll, who, according to the Duke, is a lady who's just as lovely on the inside as she is on the outside. We're off to Stockholm. June 75 in Stockholm, a 25-piece big band, big, big band. Three Americans and the rest are locals, the best possible locals. It was under Thad Jones's leadership. He's on cornet here. The other Americans being John Faddis on trumpet, yet again, and Mel Lewis drums. Thad had, of course, enjoyed a long-standing and very successful musical relationship with Mel Lewis in the much-lauded big band that they co-led. It's a relatively standard but rather larger lineup that you'd expect in all the best big bands. Five trumpets, four trombones, five reeds, guitar, piano, bass and electric bass, and two drummers, plus four French horns and a tuba. We heard one of Thad Jones's compos, Love to One. Let's have a vocal and see if you can recognise the sideman. There may be some clues.
Saxophone galore, Al Gray plunging till you yell for more. Billy Mitchell's blowing really moves along, and Joe Newman and his trumpet here to lead us in song. Well, it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, at another get together wasn't nothing else to do but swing. Roll and swing them into bad health, Joseph. Is our piano man Freddie Green a plunkin' as only he can. Stu Martin seeing that the rhythm don't roam, and Ike Isaac's really walking all the way back home. Well, it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, at another get together wasn't nothing else to do but swing. Right on, little pony, right on. Just about finished in the studio. Engineers are packing up and set to go. Dio Macero, A&R, the set. And we hope he thinks that it's the best he ever did yet. Cause it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, it's another get together, hear me sing. Well, at another get together wasn't nothing else to do but swing. What I say, Albie? Another get together was nothing else to do but go on and swing. Billy Mitchell, look at Billy Mitchell over there. Little pony point next to there.
Freddie Queen in between Stu Martin and Ike Isaacs and Gil O'Mahony's Joe Newman. What I say, Al Green, another get together.
A crackly old Columbia LP. That was John Hendricks kindly listing all the musos for us on Another Get Together, recorded September 61, New York. A song co-written by Hendricks and Pony Poindexter, who played soprano on that song. Time for the last one, I'm afraid, and I've chosen a traditional folk song, not a well-known song, though. Maple Forest, recorded Jan 1980 in San Francisco. Larry Vukovich is the pianist and leader. Eric Golub, violin. Eddie Moore, drums. Maple Forest, a forest of maples. As always, huge thanks for listening, and I really hope most, if not all, of this week's selections have hit the spot with you, and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.